91X News.
It's 2 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Sam Normand. The governing Liberals' Green Party and green energy policies are in the opposition's crosshairs. This is following a critical report from the Ontario's Auditor General. Watchdog Jim McCarter found that the government's fast-tracked billions of dollars of wind and solar energy projects with little oversight, an act which will drive up electricity bills. Opposition leader Tim Hudak says the government has created a gold rush in green energy sector, which is ripping off families. But the Liberals say that they're creating jobs and pursuing clean air projects that will reduce health care costs. The New Democrats piled on, asking why the Liberals created an energy planning agency when they simply ignore its advice on green projects. The debate in the legislature reached a boiling point when Hudak told the Liberals they were giving the finger to the Auditor General. Pakistan is pulling its troops out of at least two of the three centers meant to coordinate military activity across the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. The move comes a little over a week after NATO's airstrike killed 24 Pakistani soldiers at two army posts along the border. Building schools out of virtual shreddy cereal squares can help build real schools in the developing world. Don Kelly has more.
Starting today, you can visit facebook.com/shreddies and use the Made with Shreddies Facebook app. Users can help build two virtual schools out of shreddy squares with a goal of raising $50,000 to build two real schools in Laos and Nicaragua. For every square added to the virtual schools, Shreddies will donate a dollar to Pencils of Promise, an organization that builds schools in developing countries. Once the target's been reached, Pencils of Promise will receive funds to build those schools. Don Kelly, the Canadian Press, Toronto.
Some religious leaders have joined forces to condemn the Liberal government's new anti-bullying bill. They say that the legislation will force teachers to violate their faith and will try to indoctrinate kids with a sexualized agenda. The Christian, Jewish, and Muslim representatives agree bullying must be stopped, however. But they say that the bill requires schools to have gay clubs and to teach young children that there are six different genders, part of which they say, or part of what they say, is an agenda driven by gay activists and not parents. Hundreds of women are gathered on Parliament Hill to commemorate the school slaying of 14 women in Quebec 22 years ago. They are angry with the Harper government over its decision to abolish the long gun registry. Conservatives were pointedly not invited to the commemoration. Gun control advocate Wendy Cook here says that the December 6th anniversary of the mass shooting at the École Polytechnique is a day to mourn, but also to pledge to work harder against gun violence. Suzanne LaPlante Edwards says that the move to end the gun registry is a personal affront. Her daughter, Anne-Marie, was killed at the school, and it was on her birthday this year that the Tories announced their bill. Chatham-Kent police say that a 23-year-old woman is dead after a car crash overturned in a water-filled ditch. Police say it happened late Monday night on Port Road, south of Middle Line. The Chatham-Kent Fire Department, dive team, and a local tow company helped remove the car from the water. The woman from Merlin, Ontario, was pronounced dead at the scene. Her identity has not been released, and the collision remains under investigation. Assembly of First Nations Grand Chief Sean Attio says struggling Native bands need to use whatever means they have to ensure improvements in their quality of life. He told the AFN meeting in Ottawa that there is a reason to be wary going into this summit meeting with Prime Minister Harper in late January.
Look at the many, many reports and attempts already made. Major efforts like the Royal Commission on Aboriginal Peoples, the Kelowna Accord. All of this has been very important and instructive. All of this has helped suggest what is needed that now... now is our moment that we need to drive the solution forward ourselves.
Police in the South American country of Guyana have fired tear gas and rubber pellets to disperse about 500 protesters demanding an election recount. Leaders of the opposition Partnership for National Unity say 8 people were injured in Tuesday's clash, including a 79-year-old woman, a retired army chief, and the head of the party's youth movement. Police say 8 schoolchildren have been taken to hospital after tear gas wafted into a nearby school. Sporadic violence has been reported following the November 28th general elections that resulted in the People's Progressive Party leading a minority government with an opposition-controlled parliament. The game of chicken between Trent Hills officials and a Campbellford woman has become serious. Kelly Baker has kept 7 chickens in her downtown Campbellford backyard for the past 2 years. She says a municipality has given her until Monday to remove them or face charges for breaking bylaws against keeping poultry or livestock in an urban area. Baker says she has no intention of removing her birds, however. Discovery Channel says its documentary series Frozen Planet will premiere March 18th with 7 episodes, including a program on climate change hosted by David Attenborough. On that 7th episode, the famed British naturalist will investigate what rising temperatures will mean for the planet and life on it, Discovery said Tuesday. Frozen Planet is described as the ultimate portrayal of our Earth's polar regions. A co-production of Discovery Channel and the BBC, it was 4 years in the making and comes from the team behind Planet Earth. Frozen Planet will be narrated by Alec Baldwin. That's 91X News to 1203. Tim Baer has sports next.
Take the bus. It's always better. It doesn't matter what the weather. If it's too hot, they air condition, and in the rain, they're so efficient. No need to worry about the snow. Belleville Transit was built to go. They've got you covered in every season. From Monday through Sunday, they're all about pleasing. They're always on time with you on their minds, so go ahead and check out your schedule online. city.belleville.on.ca. Visit them today. And remember, take the bus. It's always better.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Baer with 91X Sports. The Wellington Dukes' valiant comeback effort came up just short. The Dukes scored three times in the third period, but the Coburg Cougars added an empty netter to seal the 8-6 win. The Cougars leaped over the Dukes in the OJHL's East Division with the win. The Dukes are third with 42 points, while the Cougars are second with 43. The Dukes are off until Friday when they host Whitby at the SRock Arena. The Napanee Raiders are looking to gain some momentum after a tough start to the season. The Raiders were first in the Empire Junior C standings after the regular season just 1 year ago, but this season they find themselves in last place after 20 games. They will look to press the reset button on the season as they host the Amherst View Jets. Win will put the Raiders within 1 point of the Jets and Port Hope Panthers. The Raiders have taken a liking to home cooking. They have won 8 times at the Strathcona Paper Center and lost only 3 times, but they are 0-6 on the road. Puck drop is at 7:30 tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs just love New York. Phil Kessel had 2 assists as the Leafs beat the Rangers 4-2. The Leafs are the only NHL team who have beaten the Rangers in New York, and they've done it twice now. It's a quick turnaround for the Buds as they host the New Jersey Devils. The Devils have lost 4 in a row after going 4-1 in November. James Reimer is expected to get the start after getting the night off against the Rangers. It all starts at 7 tonight. The NHL's division realignment will be more radical than many expected. The league's owners approved 4 new conferences, 2 in the East and 2 in the West. The Western conferences will consist of 8 teams each, while the Eastern conferences will both feature 7 teams. The top 4 teams from each conference will make the playoffs and will play within the conference for the first 2 rounds. The Leafs, Sens, and Habs will all be in the same conference, as will the Flames, Canucks, and Oilers. The Winnipeg Jets will be included in a conference with other teams in the Central Time Zone, including Chicago and Minnesota. The realignment was needed after the Jets moved from Atlanta. This season, they're playing in the Southeast Division, which obviously presents serious travel concerns for them and their division rivals. The league plans to have the new format implemented starting next season. The San Diego Chargers are back in the winning circle.
Rivers a deep shot. Stepping free, Malcolm Floyd all the way home. Touchdown before it got knocked out. Touchdown, San Diego.
ESPN's Mike Tirico had that call of one of Phillip Rivers' 3 touchdown passes as the Chargers routed the Jacksonville Jaguars 38-14. The win snapped San Diego's 6-game losing skid and kept them alive, barely, but still alive, in the AFC playoff race. The Bolts have 5 wins and 7 losses on the season and are 2 games back of Denver and Oakland in the AFC West. But the season can't end soon enough for the hapless Jags, who are now 3-9. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand.
91X weather right now, it's about 1 degree with a chance of ice pellets. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries. Temperature steady. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sam Normand with Tim Baer.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.